Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A graduation ceremony turned deadly in Richmond, Virginia. The ceremony had just wrapped up near Virginia Commonwealth University when outside shots were fired. Two are dead, several were injured. A suspect is in custody who may have known one of the victims, WTVR-TV's John Burkett.
My Crime Insider source is telling me the 18-year-old victim was also related to the 36-year-old man shot and killed and may even have ties to the 9-year-old girl that police say was hit by a car outside the theater in the chaos to escape the shots being fired.
Well, no, you aren't imagining it. It is hazy outside, and it's coming from Canadian wildfires seeping into the northeast air. WCBS-TV's Alicia Reed.
A smoky haze filled the skies over Yankee Stadium. Tourists on the west side struggled to see the sights.
We just got back from circling Ellis Island and, you know, couldn't see the Statue of Liberty maybe as good as we could have.
Due to the smoke from more than 400 wildfires burning in Canada, one can barely make out the skyline.
A lot of Republicans want the White House. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced his 2024 presidential campaign today in New Hampshire. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns was there.
The next challenge is meeting the donor and polling requirements for the debate stage, where he's vowed to go after Donald Trump. Also among the criteria, a pledge to support the eventual nominee. And neither Christie nor Trump have said whether they'll sign it.
There's an investigation into whether migrants flown from Texas to Sacramento, California, went willingly. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says so, but California officials don't buy it.
Human beings are being used as political pawns in someone's political game.
Since Friday, two private jets carrying three dozen asylum seekers, mainly from Venezuela, traveled to Sacramento from the Texas border. It's believed many of them had no idea where they were going, despite Florida's claims.
That's CBS's Elise Preston. A company that makes a nutritional supplement is facing legal action. Our Jim Crisula with details.
Ontario, Canada-based Feel Good Natural Health Stores has pleaded guilty to violating federal law. The company admitted to illegally selling in the U.S. capsules containing oil from harp seals. It was sold as a nutritional supplement with the promise of containing healthy fats.
Someone left a dead raccoon and a sign with intimidating language that mentioned a black city councilor outside the office of an Oregon mayor. They found the raccoon and the sign on Monday. They called the sign language racially hateful. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, ultra soft on the potty. Let's just muscle, roll it back.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived, and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a Lux for Less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, June 7th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Courthouse in Room 114. In Portage County, the Public Library Board of Trustees will meet at 4:30 at the Rochelt Branch Library. The Stevens Point Park Commission will meet at 6:30 at 933 Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Board of Adjustment meeting scheduled for 10:30 has been canceled. The Planning and Zoning Committee meeting will take place from 6 to 8 at the Adams County Courthouse in Friendship. Today is the kickoff party at McMillan Library for their summer reading program. The fun starts at 1. They'll have games, prizes, story read-alouds, snacks, and Tom Peasy will play shows at 1 and 2:30 in the Library Theater. Don't miss the party today from 1 to 3:30 at McMillan Library. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 51. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 76. Lows level off around 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s Thursday, turning warmer Friday with highs in the upper 70s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
And ready to serve you? Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 52. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Ample sunshine expected Thursday. Daytime highs approaching 74. 79 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Cancer risks cause concern at Riverside Park. Brittany Merlot has more details.
An updated risk assessment for a Wausau park shows toxic compounds of dioxin at levels high enough to cause an unacceptable cancer risk, prompting recommendations to immediately limit exposure for those areas in Riverside Park. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports that city officials haven't said whether they'll comply, and state officials are recommending interim actions that include covering the contamination zone with landscaping fabric, toss wood chips on it, and using signage to notify people about the potential exposure there. The director of Center for Health, Environment and Justice, Stephen Lester, says the cancer aspect is crucial because dioxin is generally considered the most potent man-made carcinogen ever tested.
The Rafters take on the Mallards at home tonight after beating them 9-1 yesterday. First pitch at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 51. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 76. Lows level off around 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s, Thursday, turning warmer, Friday, with highs in the upper 70s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Overcast overnight with lows around 52. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 74. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Bright sunshine expected Thursday. Daytime highs approaching 74. 79 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. On 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.sobsa.gov.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5